Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Dia Talks. This is me, your favorite host, Dia. Today we are going to dive deep into how our environment can shape our mindset. And let me tell you people, after this episode, you will change the way you have seen other people and your environment before. Before we begin, let me thank my dear listeners who tune into our podcast every Thursday to hear your weekly dose of self-improvement tips and my stories related to it. I post live updates regarding episodes and my daily life in my Instagram page. So guys, quickly go and follow my page there. Okay, the next task for you is to subscribe to my newsletter where I'll be sending you guys weekly updates and journals to improve your life and also freebies and discount codes. Coming back to the episode, when I first told about the episode topic, you might have wondered how our environment can change the way we think and that we might need luxurious things in our environment to have a good life. So let's take our book and the pen to start learning about new lessons in life in case you are a people pleaser or you have not learned these lessons yourself before. To kick things off, let's talk about the power of environment. Our surroundings have the ability to either lift us up or drag us down. They can inspire creativity, boost motivation, and even affect our mental health. It is incredible how a change in scenery can make a world of difference in our life. One of the key aspects of creating a positive environment is decluttering. A cluttered space often leads to a cluttered mind. So let's start by decluttering our physical spaces, whether it's your home or your workplace or even your car. Keeping things organized can work wonders for your mental clarity. Now, let's focus on our homes, our sanctuaries. Your home should be a place where you feel safe, comfortable, and at peace. Here are a few tips for creating a peaceful home environment. The first one is minimalism. Consider adopting a minimalist approach to your home decor. Less can truly be more when it comes to creating a serene atmosphere. The second one is incorporate natural elements like plants, wooden furniture, or stone accents to bring a touch of outdoors inside. The third one is surround yourself with items that hold sentimental value. These reminds of happy memories which can boost your mood. The fourth one is be mindful of the colors you use in your decor. Soft, soothing colors like blues and greens can promote relaxation, while bright colors can add up more energy to your room. Our physical environment isn't the only thing that matters. Our social environment, the people we surround ourselves with, is equally important. Positive relationships can be a source of joy and support in our lives. But what do we do when you find yourself in a toxic or negative social environment? It can be challenging. But it's crucial to set boundaries and prioritize your mental well-being. Surround yourself with people who lift up and encourage you always. Remember, it is not about the quantity of relationships, but the quality. A few genuine supportive friends can have a more significant impact than a larger circle of acquaintances. So, how can we take action to create a positive environment in our lives? It all starts with awareness and intention. So I'll help you with some actionable steps. The first one is take a moment to assess your current surroundings. Are there any areas that could use improvement? Whether it is your workspace, your living room, or your social circle maybe. The second one is begin the process of decluttering. Donate or recycle items you no longer needed. And organize your space to create a sense of order and tranquility. The third one is evaluate your relationship and set boundaries with individuals who drain your energy or bring negativity into your life. The fourth one and the last one is cultivate a habit of gratitude. If you have heard my previous podcast, you might have heard how much importance and how much pressure I'm giving myself to explain to you guys the importance of gratitude. Most of us forget about this part, and this is where my role comes into play. I just want to let you guys know the importance of gratitude. So I want you to go up and search my previous podcast episodes where I have talked a lot about gratitude and how to do it and how to practice it and how to make these things come into play. So I just want you guys to quickly go up and search for it and start practicing gratitude as soon as you can. Okay, so take time each day to appreciate the positive aspects of your environment and the people around you. So as we wrap up today's episode on the impact of surroundings creating a positive environment, I hope you're feeling inspired to make some positive changes in your life. Remember that your environment is not just a backdrop, but an active participant in your journey towards personal growth and well-being. So thank you for joining me on this episode of the Dia Talks. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might benefit from it. And as always, keep the positivity flowing in your surroundings and yourself within. Until the next time, stay positive and stay motivated. This is me, Dia, from the Dia Talks. Ta-da!